This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 13th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. We're going to be taking calls here shortly. I've got a couple of stories I've got to get in before we move to that, so everybody bear with me. To finish up there to the end of the first hour, that was Candace Owens, a black female activist, and she dropped the bomb on the white nationalist hearings in the House Judiciary Committee. Now, if you've not seen the video, please go and watch it. I'm here to tell you the faces on them sellout traitors was priceless when she dropped the statistics that it was the hate that they drummed up, which is absolutely the truth. This is the majority of all this hate mongering and fear mongering is drummed up by the news media and the leftist, cultural Marxist, communist, and the Democratic Party. She also said this was the election strategy by the Democrats. What are we hearing about now? Reparations, trying to buy votes, the fear mongering. How about she brought up Antifa? Now, you won't see any of that on the evening news, will you? And that, all of us that know, and, you know, you heard them super cucks talking about Charlottesville. They can't do anything without bringing up Charlottesville, you know, and they'll never make mention of the fact of who had the permit. And, you know, Jacob Goodwin wouldn't be in prison today except that the court system in Charlottesville is completely corrupt and there's no justice whatsoever. And if you believe there is, explain the Smollett case to me, please. And she gave some excellent statistics of what has happened, unfortunately, to the majority, especially in the big cities, of the black race, which, you know, is absolutely came about because of the policies of the Democratic Party. So I thought that was really, really, really well said. And I could have played more of that, but I think you get the gist of it. I wanted to give you kind of the flavor anyway of what transpired this past week. And I've got a couple other stories, then we're going to be taking phone calls. I wanted to say right here, support RBN. That's what makes these broadcasts like this available to you. I don't ask for any support. If you like this particular broadcast, support John Stattmiller, support the staff, support Republic Broadcasting. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, make a donation, go to the store. There's a lot of cool products. Buy products, support Republic Broadcasting. That is why this broadcast is on the air. I'm not ever going to ask support for this broadcast or for me. I'm always going to ask you support the network. So with that said, I wanted to get this into RT.com. ran the story. You may remember a few months ago I told you how Bolton had threatened the International Criminal Court. They were going to actually arrest the judges if they were to investigate and possibly bring criminal charges about the atrocities committed by the United States in Afghanistan. Major international victory. Trump cheers ICC decision not to probe U.S. atrocities. After the International Criminal Court declined to investigate claims of U.S. atrocities in Afghanistan, U.S. President Donald Trump cheered the decision but said the ICC was illegitimate and U.S. and allies are beyond its reach. Well, I don't really feel like they're illegitimate, but absolutely U.S. and its allies are beyond its reach. International law is a joke. International law only applies to who the United States wants it applied to. This is nothing that, you know, earth-shattering or groundbreaking. Putin and all the rest know this. Everybody knows this that needs to know it. The proof is in this article and many others. This is a major international victory, not only for these patriots, but for the rule of law, the White House said in a statement referring to the ICC decision to reject the request to investigate the actions of U.S. military and intelligence officials in Afghanistan. The U.S. holds American citizens to the highest legal and ethical standards and has consistently refused to join the ICC because of its broad, unaccountable prosecutorial power that threatens U.S. sovereignty and renders it illegitimate, Trump said in a statement. Any attempt to target American, Israeli, or allied personnel for prosecution will be met with swift and vigorous response. Last week, Washington canceled the entry visa of ICC's chief prosecutor, saying that anyone who dared investigate U.S. military or intelligence personnel would face the same fate. The Gambian lawyer had been conducting a preliminary investigation into claims of torture, cruelty, and sexual assault by U.S. and allied personnel in Afghanistan dating back to 2003. They had found a reasonable basis to believe that war crimes and crimes against humanity had been committed in connection with the armed conflict in Afghanistan and was reportedly planning to open a formal investigation. Now, do you remember? You remember the pictures of the soldiers that were in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they were standing them up in pyramids, and they had the dogs barking at them. They were making them lay in all these positions naked. They were putting electrical connections to some of them. Remember all of that? None of it matters. None of it matters because there is no international law with regards to anything that the United States of America does. Could you imagine if some other country other than Israel did that, those same pictures, if Russia was engaged in some conflict and pictures like that emerged of that type of treatment of prisoners? You remember them, the naked pictures, the bizarre things that were going on there in that prison. There's no accountability whatsoever. So I just wanted to get that in, that, they said they would, Bolton had said, now it's Pompeo, he was reiterating basically the same thing, that they would arrest the judges if they tried to bring charges or a real investigation into what had happened. This goes into depleted uranium, it goes into, there's a whole litany of things that we could point out, but when you're above the law, when you preach and tout international law for everyone else except for yourself, the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. And Donald Trump is right in the midst of this. So I wanted to share that with you. Now we'll do this story, and then we're going to open up the phone lines when I get the word. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in the second hour. Now, this happened this past Wednesday. I watched the news, I believe, every night this week. Okay, but let me tell you something. If you don't watch mainstream media, you're uninformed. And if you do watch mainstream media, you're misinformed. Okay, listen to this. House Democrats introduced a bill forcing schools to allow boys on girls' sports teams. Okay, this is what the House of Representatives voted on this past Wednesday. Nobody reported on it. A large number of Democrat politicians in Congress want to take away the power of local schools to make their own rules regarding gender and sports. House Democrats overwhelmingly voted for a bill on Wednesday that would force all schools in America to allow boys who claim to be transgender to compete against natural-born females. All but one of the 235 members of the Democrat caucus, along with two left-wing Republicans, are co-sponsoring. Now, think about it. 235 members of the Democrat Party plus two Republicans are co-sponsoring the Equality Act. If you want to look it up, it's the Equality Act. The bill would amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to force schools to allow transgenders to play on school sports teams that correspond to their chosen gender. Sarah Warbelow, director of the far-left activist group Human Rights Campaign, praised the bill, according to the Daily Caller. Opponents of equality in athletics for transgender athletes have argued that girls who are transgender have unfair physiological advantages over cisgender. That's the first time I'd ever seen cisgender girls. As a result, will dominate women's competitive sports, Warblow said in her written statement. Warblow also claimed that it is not rooted in fact that biologically male athletes claiming to be female will outperform their female competitors. So men, you know, young man, 17, it's not a biological fact that he can outperform a female. You know, you could have a female that's real strong, could outpower lift, you know, some wimpy male. That's her argument. By contrast, Julia Beck, the head of the Women's Liberation Front, testified against the bill during a House hearing, saying that such a law would allow men to dominate female sports. Yes, if you look at the Mac Beggs, if you look at some of what's happened already since they started this absurd insanity, that's exactly what's happening. It's totally unfair to women. And here we're talking about such a tiny minority. And here we have been for, you know, millennia. When you reach down and grab hold, what you had was what you was. What you was born with was what you are. And then all of a sudden here, in just a short, I don't know what, 3, 4, 5 years, you tell me, we've got a demonic clown painted up transgender drag queens going to libraries, reading books to small children. Should be child endangerment. But this is promoted as normal. It's actually justified and glorified. And here in the schools, you know, with all the problems we got, the biggest deal is trying to make a bathroom where boys and girls can go to the bathroom together, and where boys can be on the cheerleading team, and where girls can play football, and, you know, a boy that says he's transgendering to a girl can wrestle the girls, you know, which I don't know how it is now in high school, but when I was in high school, if some boy was wanting to be on the girls' wrestling team and going around acting like a girl while he would be, we never encountered that, okay? I never even knew one person in high school, boy or girl, that openly claimed to be homosexual. If they did, their treatment in school would have probably went a long way to modify that type of behavior, because it was really considered unacceptable back then. Transgender girls competing against natural-born girls is a especially thorny issue that has riled schools across the country. In Texas, for instance, Mac Beggs, a student from Ulis, Texas, claims to be transgendering from female to male using doses of testosterone, but has been allowed to compete against girls in school wrestling. Much, perhaps unsurprisingly, Beggs has defeated every female competitor on the mat. And if you go in and look into this, what's actually happening is when they have this situation, a lot of the girls are just forfeiting and just saying to heck with it. So anyway, I just wanted to put this in because this happened Wednesday, got absolutely no reporting, and what the Democrats are trying to do in the House is take it away. And, you know, I'm for state rights. For the love of God, we'd be better off if the states made their own decision. North Carolina had an amendment to the Constitution that marriage was between a man and a woman, and, of course, when the Supreme Court ruled that, struck it down. We'd be better off with state rights. But here, this is the federal government's power grab to try to make it to where high schools and middle schools and what have you, elementary schools, can't make their own decisions in their community with their own school board or their own counties or what have you with regards to how to handle this ridiculous situation that's all been created. It's all a media hysteria. You can't watch something in prime time on TV now, the filth-a-thon, unless they've got a transgender, openly homosexual, race mix, and everything else in the mix. As the country moves from the total removal of any sense of morality into open depravity, and with regards to transgenders in sports, open absurdity, to where we're living in the movie Idiocracy. And nothing local, nothing nowhere about the House doing this on Wednesday. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Farron. For one, Farron, I go to the Daily Stormer, and that's where I found out about the House subcommittee hearings on white nationalism. And, you know, it's a disgrace to watch these people, although, in a sense, it's a reflection of the United States and diversity at its worst. You have the obviously highly tribal Jews and ethnic nationalists of you know, ethnocentric Jews, basically in public advocating their Jewish agenda against whites who I guess are supposed to have no identity, no agenda, and not even be allowed to assemble or speak freely on the internet without some Jewish overlord watching over them and approving of what they say. I mean, that's ultimately what they're working towards, because that's what this is all about. Let's be honest. You go to a website, you read the comments, and you see lots and lots of people over the years, and it's been growing, being aware of the Jewish problem and of Zionist power in the United States. And so Jews don't like this. You know, it really, it gets under their craw. And so they have their agenda, and that despicable Mr. Nadler's there, and these other dysgenic-looking freaks like that woman from the ADL. She looked like Harpo Marx with boobs, right? And
yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you have the white congressmen that you assume they're Christians, and they're such cucks, they're such cowards, they're denouncing white nationalism, even though our founders intended this to be a white nation. And they don't even stand by it. They don't even back it. They run from it like it's you know, cancer itself. Now here,
I'm glad you said that, because I failed to mention, and I know you've read and you've looked into this, and you know there'll be a lot that haven't. But they actually in those hearings did a good job throwing the founding fathers of the country under the bus quite a few times. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, I'm one of those people who bring out Jefferson's remarks, because Jefferson did write very unfavorably about blacks in his Notes on Virginia, Query 14, and I urge everybody to go look that up, because he does describe, like an objective anthropologist would, about what he observed about blacks in their conditions and their behavior back in that time period. So we have to understand it in context also. But Jefferson says at the end of the query, when he's discussing the black issue, he says, basically, you know, if they were white slaves, you can set them free and intermarry with them. But if they're ever set free, the blacks, we must separate ourselves from them. And he says that clearly. And as we see, you know, 180 years later, we should have listened to them. We should have listened to Jefferson. Because what do we have with blacks in our midst? Well, we have their high homicide rate. And by the way, notice during the hearings, nobody even brought up the chronic black homicide rate. You know, they carted out the old, you know, lynching statistics that, you know, 4,700 people have been lynched in this country. By the way, 1,200 of those were white, so it's really 3,500 blacks have been lynched over that 80-year period of time, right? And meanwhile, a typical yearly black homicide victim rate is about 6,400, 6,000, somewhere in that range. And yet, in the occasional white nationalist shooter, which might shoot, you know, 9 people here, 11 there over the past few years, and by the way, and referring to the one in New Zealand, which isn't even an American issue, why should it even have anything to do with us? It wasn't American. But nonetheless, none of these cuck white Christian congressmen could bring up that statistic and remind people that terrorism in the United States has been chronic. It's been urban black terrorism. White people are afraid to go to the cities. White people are terrorized by this black criminal class. And none of these cucks had the balls or decency to even touch that. And as we hide behind Candace Owens and expect Candace Owens to speak for us. And
they didn't invite anyone to come and speak, you know, say a Richard Spencer type or anything like that. Hold on for me, Paul. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Then we got Chance in West Virginia, Frank in North Carolina coming up. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Back in moments.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. I've got Paul from New Jersey on the line, Chance in West Virginia, Frank in North Carolina coming up. Paul, the break interrupted your thought. Before I turn it back to you, one, exactly correct. I mean, if you want to see a cuckfest extraordinaire, this was certainly it. And the other thing, when you get done discussing just a little bit of the white nationalist hearings, I would like to get your opinion of the clips I played and AIPAC this past week. But go ahead, sir.
Well, no, I actually pretty much used up all my ammo there. I have just one last, like, related tangential issue I want to bring up with you, because it's happening in a neighborhood, actually in my city, right? And that is, you know, you were talking about Drag Queen Story Hour. Right, at the libraries before?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and my local library of Lambertville, New Jersey, is having one in about an hour. And so I think I'm just going to go down there and just take photographs, and maybe if I could get the Daily Stormer email address, I'd mail it over there and have them publicize it. Because I think nothing is better to publicize it. And so this is happening in Lambertville, New Jersey, and if anybody would want to call the library there, that would be great to complain. The number is 609-397-0275, and ask for the head librarian, Jennifer Surak, because I think she's the one who's been promoting this. And actually, there's, you know, these guys get paid for it. Drag Queen Story Hour.
Oh, they're they've got a website. You can look this up. They've got a website. They have an itinerary. It tells you where they're going to go, their own tour. They actually go sometimes outside of America, like to Ungreat Britain or something. Was that 607-397-0275?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah,
and that is the, where they're going to be holding the Drag Queen Story Hour over the next few hours. So I'm just going to go down there, take pictures. I'm not going to, you know, go do a hate crime or get arrested or any of that.
What'd you say the librarian's name is?
Jennifer Sirak, S-I-R-A-K. And you can ask for her and ask her why she's putting on a Drag Queen Story Hour. Because they're funding these degenerates. They get several hundred dollars out of this to dress up as women and basically read storybooks to children. So it's really degenerate. I see, like, listen, I'm a homeowner. You know, you walk around scared to do anything in a lot of these instances because you're afraid, you know, you could get drummed up on charges, and before you know it, they take your at your house. So I kind of have to be semi-civil in my own city, you know what I mean, concerning this, and to what extent I can protest. But anyway, if some of you guys could call that number and just complain, you'd be doing a big, big favor. I'm going to go down there and complain a little bit myself in a few minutes. But anyway, thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. 607-397-0275, Jennifer Sirak. Let's go to Chance in West Virginia. Chance, the break might get you. I'll hold you over. Yes. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yes, Farron, you got that area code wrong. That's 609. I'm familiar with that state, okay? Hello?
Okay. You say it's 609. Paul said it was 607.
Yes. No, he said it was 609. He didn't.
Oh, okay. I got it wrong. Okay.
It's 609. I'm very familiar with that state. Farron, you have one of the best programs on RBN. You're an invaluable asset to that station. The reason why I called up is their agenda is getting so much clearer now with every spoken word that I can't understand how people can't see through this anymore. I mean, that humorous speech that you played, that says it all. And I'm so sick and tired of this two-party circus system that maybe it might be a good idea prior to this freak show, 2020 freak show coming up, that you push and campaign for a third-party candidate. I'm not voting for these two parties anymore. Have you any idea who's running in this upcoming election as an independent?
I don't.
Well, it would be a good idea to get the word out and try to sway people to go independent. It's about time. I will not vote for this two-party system no more. And Farron, you know, as a protest or as a act of civil disobedience, I thought of a good idea for a T-shirt. Listen to this. Reparations ? I didn't break it, and I refuse to fix it.
I like it. I like it.
I think if people printed that up and wore them and show these idiots that we've had enough, you're not going to sway us anymore. We've had enough of this insanity. I think that would go a long way. It doesn't cross their so-called line, but it probably does anyway, but who cares? It says it. It says it all. It gets the point across. And Farron, keep up the good work. Like I said, you have one of the best programs on RBN. It's very informative. You don't play around. You don't play games. You tell it like it is, and as far as the people who haven't woken up yet, I think they're just brain dead, and there's no way through to them.
All right, I tell you what. Thank you so much, Chance. We're coming up on the break. Thank you for the kind words. We'll be back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know I'm a dreamer.
I'm a dreamer.
My heart's a gold.
My heart's a gold.
I had to run away high.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Mike, let's give the library a call. So we're calling the library. All right.
Member for Library Annie speaking.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing okay. How are you? How can I help you?
I wanted to call and see if y'all were having a drag queen story hour today.
We are having today, yes.
Do you believe that that's a proper way to display adults dressed in demonic clown makeup to children? Don't you think that would be harmful to children to have such a thing as that?
My feeling on this is a public library. People have programs of a wide spectrum of topics, and the general public is free to attend or not to attend. I also have three people on right now, so thank you for your time. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for sharing your opinion.
You're taking part of the degeneracy of this society. Well, we didn't get to say as much as we hoped, but at least we tried. All right, back to the phones, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in.
Frank in North Carolina. Then we got Betty, Rick, and Jay coming up. Thanks for holding, sir. How you doing?
Yes. I'm starting to get that old, familiar feeling.
Oh, no.
Ever since I became political after I came out of the military a long time ago, every time I voted for a candidate that was able to persuade me that maybe they were a real patriot, maybe they were a real conservative, they always stabbed me in the back. Every single time. And Donald Trump is no different. He is going to stab us in the back, the patriot, the American patriot. He's going to stab us in the back every chance he gets. And I'm not putting up with anybody making excuses for this guy anymore. Listen to David Duke yesterday. You know, I'm a big fan of David Duke's work. I cut it off about 20 minutes into it because he started getting into this making excuses. Not putting up with him. Not listening to him. I'm cutting it off. I'll cut off David Duke. I was listening to Joel Skousen the other night on with Jeff Prince. He just went on and on. Every time Jeff Prince brought anything up, Joel Skousen was making excuses for it. I'm not putting up with it. I didn't just fall off the freaking turnip freaking truck or whatever, man. I've been through this over and over and over. It's the same thing. Donald Trump is not our buddy, not the guy we grew up with. He's not one of us. He's not a white nationalist. He's not a nationalist. He's not a patriot. Why are we going to cut him any slack? I mean, if nothing else, at least we can hold a flamethrower to his feet and see if we can get him to do any freaking thing that he said he was going to do for us, the common man, the patriot, the American patriot who put him in there. I mean, at least do that. At least hold a flamethrower. Don't cut him any slack. He's not our buddy. He'll stab us in the back whenever it's expedient. I'm sick and tired of all these hosts cutting him slack. I'm done with it, man.
I hear a lot of that too, Frank. I hear a lot of that too. And, you know, I'm back to the truth doesn't have a steering wheel. I don't care if they say he's, you know, they argue that he's hijacked, he's you know, forcibly compromised. I don't believe that. I believe he's doing exactly what he wants to do. Some of this stuff he said he was going to do, and we see now it's crystal clear what the agenda is. This past week makes it crystal clear. Everything that's happened this past week with these hearings, with AIPAC, with him speaking to the Republican group. I mean, I'm with you. I'm not making any excuses for Donald Trump. The truth is the truth is the truth. Wherever it goes, whoever it makes look bad, just like, you know, Julian Assange, he was telling the truth. You know, and that's the crime that history's going to look back and say, this was a truth teller, and this is the treatment that he got. So go ahead, sir. I agree.
You're right. I mean, people like Jeff Rentz, who I have a lot of issues with anyway, you know, he called it from day one. You're right. I think you or somebody else mentioned that, or more than one person. He called it from day one. As soon as he fired those first missiles over in Syria or whatever, he was off the Trump train, and he was right. Rick Adams, you know, who's a longtime host on RBN, he called it right. He said, you're fools. You're all a bunch of fools for believing that this guy is a patriot. Trump is not a patriot. Trump asked for this job. He asked for this job. It's his responsibility to do it. Let me tell you something. A lot of 17, 18, 19, 20-something-year-old guys who died, okay? They died on beaches, hitting the beaches. They died jumping out of freaking airplanes and parachutes, okay? They died over in foreign lands fighting for our freedom, okay? For democracy, as they always say. Fighting them over there so we wouldn't have to fight them there. You know what? Donald Trump was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. This little freaking punk. He, all his life, he's gotten whatever he freaking wanted, man. Look, what is he? I don't know. I'm just guessing. What is he? 75, whatever. He
his job. It's his freaking duty, based on what he told us and his running for president and taking that oath, it's his duty to take the fall, to go all the way, no matter what it takes, even if it includes them taking him out. That's his job. I don't want to hear any freaking excuses. And if they've got video of him doing 12-year-old little boys and girls or whatever, the hell with him. Stop defending this clown. Put a flamethrower to his damn feet. Or I tell you what, I'll start speaking out against you clowns out there behind microphones, because maybe you got something going on. Maybe you got a little something going on where it doesn't benefit you personally to come out against Trump. You want to keep this whole little game going on. Well, I'm not putting up with it. And by the way, friend, you've done a really good job covering the week's news. It's very well-rounded. I can tell you put a lot of work into it. As far as I'm concerned, you're the best thing at RBN. John Statmiller ought to be kissing your butt. You know, I mean, you've got your own style, your own way, but I'm telling you, man, you have a lot of value. By the way, Paul, great call from Paul, exceptionally well said. Everything he said, I'll make way. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. getting email, people wanting that number give back out, 609-397-0275 to the library there that's having the pedophilia child endangerment drag queen story hour. Betty in North Carolina, Rick and Jay coming up. Betty, everybody work with me. I'll get everyone on. Betty, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Well, your phone call was fantastic example for all of us to follow. I would like to make sure of this AIPAC 4-hour meeting that I guess Hannah Ashrari's name was attached to it, and Al Whitney on Saturday night had Sue, and I forget her last name, who ends up talking about donating playgrounds for Palestinians. But her whole almost hour talk was particularly on the attacks on Middle East and Africa, as far as I heard. And when I first listened, I was very taken in. But when she finished her talk on Al Whitney's presentation of that talk, she talked about being so kind to the Palestinians. And so I didn't know which side she was on, to be very honest. And the reason I'd like to clear up the truth on just what the whole damn thing was about is because I like to think in very long, comprehensive views. And I think the Silk Road and, you know, with the fast trains and then the shipping, seems to be that the water between China and India and the water between India and Africa, I came away from that talk thinking that the Israelis are kind of in charge of regional world government, and that this fast control of trade and getting Africa up so where everybody has a cell phone and can be spied on is where things are going. And I've talked too much. I'm all done.
Well, hey, thank you so much. I can't really comment on some of the other broadcasts on RBN. I'm not able to listen all the time. But I appreciate your phone call. We'll go try to get everybody on. Rick in Arizona, then Jay. Stay with me, Jay. We'll get to you. Rick, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Yo, can you hear me, Farron?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said, yeah, mega dittos out to Frank. I mean, I'm sorry, it's a Rush Limbaugh phrase, but mega dittos. And Farron, you get the best show on, not on RBN, but on the internet. It's the best show on the internet.
Wow.
I want to bring up an issue about Trump. I think Trump is a crypto Jew. He's been masquerading as a Presbyterian Protestant in New York all his life, and I think there's evidence of that, circumstantial evidence that goes back with his father in the Jewish community. And another thing that I'd like to point out is his daughter, Ivana, is married to Chabad Lubavitch, Jew, who would, in the Jewish community would never let Jared Kushner marry a shiksa. So as far as Ivana being a converted Jew, I doubt it. I think she is really Jewish. And if Donald isn't Jewish, her mother, Ivana, was a Czech Jew. So Trump is up to, Trump, in my opinion, if I have to make a bet, I think Trump is got Jews in the family tree up a few branches. As far as what's going on in Washington with the white nationalists and all this kind of crap, don't be so depressed. These people in Washington care about these Jews in money only. They'll throw these people over the bus if anything changes politically with the base of the white people in this country. There's no love for these people. Everybody that's been around the Jews most of their career hates these people. Okay, that's why the rock and rollers all ended up dead, because they were around these people their most of their career. They got very rich and gained worldwide respect, and then they had to ditch these people because they became dangerous. And Michael Jackson is a quintessential example of why they get rid of the rockers, because Michael had worldwide respect and big money, and he knew these people for who they were, and they had to get rid of them. So if you go down the line through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you will find that most of these people that died under suspicious circumstances, like they drowned in their own vomit, helicopter crashes, drug overdoses, these people have been murdered by the Jewish thugs in the entertainment industry. If you want to protest, go to another town outside. Don't protest in your own community, because these people do have the power to mess you up. Go to another community, put a mustache on your face, stand out a sign that says, vote for Patrick Little, or Jews are white in skin only, or Jews give white people a bad name. These people have to be turned out for who they are, and we can do it. People in Washington, D.C., as much as they grovel to these people, they hate them, believe me. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you. And on the Michael Jackson note, I think there's a lot of evidence now. I know that this is, you know, this may sound controversial, but I think that I think his plastic surgery, which he was a fool for going and getting to start with, but I think it was intentionally botched to make him look like some kind of a bizarre creature. I maybe totally. That's an opinion. I can't prove that. That's an opinion. Jay in West Virginia. Jay, how are you doing, my friend? What is on your mind?
Hey, good morning, and I'd just like to echo what the previous caller said. The two greatest drummers in world history, Keith Moon and John Bonham, met a fate like he described. I'd also like to say that, Farron, your show is fantastic. I love it. And I also want to say that I was only on the Trump train just because I was so much against Hillary. And I'm on record on Stormfront Radio the day after the election, November 9th. I said, like, the honeymoon's over for me. And, you know, democracy is a sham. And, you know, Trump's title should be cuck in chief. And Trump is a cuck's idea of a cuck.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you, I have to be honest, I got on the Trump train. I was hoping for the best. I was, you know, build the wall. I went to one of the rallies. It was, you know, it was a good experience. But now, you know, we look at what's actually transpired and what's actually happened and what he's actually done. And the bombing in Syria after those fake gas hoax attacks, I think was the death knell for me. And then coming forward, all of the rest. You know, last week I was reporting, he up out of the blue, he said he was going to close the border. Then up out of the blue, he said he was going to give Mexico another year. I mean, how absurd and ridiculous is that? But, you know, with all that said, Jay, this past week, what we saw with the white nationalist hearings in the House Judiciary Committee, talking about making an FBI database, making sure everyone's deplatformed, maybe creating a new task force. This is all being done. It's not because white nationalists have went out here and committed all this crime or violence. It is because there is, in my opinion, there is such a rise of people that are able to see through this litany of lies. I mean, the mainstream media is actually putting it in your face constantly now with how the system works. Jesse Smollett being an example. Contrast Jesse Smollett to Jacob Goodwin and tell me the court systems aren't completely corrupt. So, what's your opinion on those hearings and some of the clips that we played?
Well, I just think that this nation is thoroughly corrupt and rotten to the core. Our judicial system is a joke. There's no justice in America anymore. The U.S. Constitution is no longer in effect when it comes to white people. And I feel very optimistic, despite all the bad things that are going on. Precisely because the system is so rotten and corrupt, it's going to fall apart just like the Soviet Union did. We don't have to go out and, you know, have some armed insurrection or rebellion. It's going to crumble apart on its own accord, just as the Soviet Union did. So that makes me very optimistic in that regard. And I did want to promote the Nationalist Solutions Conference that's scheduled for the weekend of June 28th, and that's going to be at the Montgomery Bell State Park outside Nashville. I was attending last year. It's excellent. The Nationalist Solutions Conference has the whole hotel that's owned by the state park system, so they can't, you know, kick us out. This last year, the state of Tennessee's law enforcement did an excellent job, maintaining a very peaceful conference, protecting the rights of those who want to express their opinions. And I'd like to encourage people to go to nationalistsolutions.com and register. It's a little bit pricey. It's $150 per person, but you know, that's in order to get such a nice facility that we have there at Montgomery Bell State Park, and have the safety and security that's provided by the state of Tennessee. You know, you get what you pay for, and
Kevin McDonald.
Last year, it's going to be excellent this year. Dr. Kevin McDonald, Dr. Michael Hill, Dr. David Duke, a lot of great people.
Richard Spencer, I believe. Hey, while I've got you, I wanted to get your opinion. You know, I did a little rant earlier on Economics 101, supply and demand, and I don't know how it is there in West Virginia, but here in this area, I can attest to the fact that as far back as 1990, people coming out of high school, unskilled labor, going into factories, not factories that were maybe well-known, small to medium-sized factories, making $10, $12 an hour. You can fast forward now to 2019. They're still making $10, $12 an hour, and I blame this on the fact, you know, cars has tripled. Everything else has went up in price quite a bit in 30 years. But labor's not, and I attribute this to supply and demand. We have too much labor because of mass immigration, legal and illegal immigration, mainly illegal, but both. And this has decimated the labor force, the poor, the lower class, middle class, into a stagnant wage increase that stayed the same for so long. And no one talks about the fact that this is attributable to the federal government not enforcing the immigration laws that are on the books. And it doesn't matter. It crosses racial lines. It doesn't matter if you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're, you know, Oriental, white, whatever. You're part of the native population. You're adversely affected by this mass immigration, and that is why these wages have stayed stagnant for so long.
I think you're absolutely correct making that observation. I mean, here in West Virginia, it's really quite sad. I have some of the locals here begging me, like they're willing to work for $10 an hour. They're happy to get that, and I don't have enough work to give these guys, but they're begging to be able to work for $10 an hour.
Yeah, this is something that's never addressed, that's never talked about. There's certainly no congressional hearings. It's a much more important issue than the supposed rise of white nationalism. But no one talks about it, and it's adversely affecting an entire generation, actually. And then they talk about making minimum wage $15 an hour. It would happen organically if it wasn't for this influx of both legal and illegal mass immigration into the country. I mean, it's just that plain and simple. Hey, anything else you'd like to add? I really appreciate the phone call, Jay.
I think that pretty much covered it for me.
All right. Well, we at the moment, we don't have any other callers. Mike was kind enough to let me skip the last break. I wanted to get everybody on, give them some time. We've got I could do another hour here with some of the stories that I had. As unbelievable as it is, this past week there was a story in the news, making monkeys more smart and human-like. Scientists have used gene editing to insert human brain genes into monkeys. I'm not making this up. It goes into a whole bunch of information about these Frankenstein experiments that's happened in China, Chinese scientists. I don't know what the advantage is of having a smarter monkey. There's actually pictures that go with this, and it's really weird looking pictures. I don't know. You know, I know technology in certain directions has absolutely been a benefit. I think this right here, you remember the 1960s, I think it was like 1968 or something, don't hold me to that, Planet of the Apes. I think that's how this all came about. So the science fiction series Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Back to Planet of the Apes, War of Planet of the Apes, whatever it was. It was about four or five movies about it. I think this is how it started. Also, Attorney General William Barr has finally confirmed what's been obvious for months now, that the Obama administration spied on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Nothing like this has happened in modern history. That was actually in the news this past week. I expect absolutely nothing to come from it. I think before it's all over, Donald Trump's going to come out and say, well, we're going to look forward instead of looking toward the past. If you remember Obama, when he took office, that's exactly what he said about George W. Bush. The economy had totally collapsed right at the end of George W. Bush's tenure. I mean, George W. Bush really has a real presidency there to look back on. He got us into all these ridiculous wars. 9/11 happened on his watch. And then before we could get him out of the White House, the entire economy collapsed on his watch too. And yet he can parade around and they act like, you know, the revisionist historians of the media act like he's something to be celebrated, just like they did with Herbert Walker. After he passed away, you would have thought that Herbert Walker, no, read my lips, no new taxes, that got us in the original Gulf War. Remember the incubator baby hoax that they perpetrated, even had hearings in Congress telling those lies? Well, we're out of time for this week. I appreciate all the phone calls. I'll be back next week. Everyone have a great day.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.